Alright, who wants to step in and run this thing?
Alright.
You want to do it?
Yep, sure. My glasses are falling, but here we go. So we should do some introductions, because I'm not always familiar with everyone's names still. So I'm Melissa.
Peter.
Ron Huberth, Friends of Penobscot Bay.
I'm Lynn Barnard. I'm just a neighbor. I live here in Rockland.
Great.
Yeah.
Matthew Andre, Harbor Commission.
They also said that they wanted it to be Thursday night.
Great. Do we have any public comment?
Yes, I had a little bit here. And that was, there's some interest in having Penobscot Bay declared a no-discharge area, similar to the way Casco Bay is. And the change that would have to happen would have, Rockland wouldn't have to do it. It's basically creating, getting the both Fox Islands and Islesboro and a couple of other towns to get pump-out stations because they have enough traffic at certain times of year that they need to do that. Mm-hmm. Then they'll consider the water quality is clean enough to bother making it a no-discharge area, that there actually are a credible number of pump-outs that people will be able to use them without having to go from, you know, large distances. So anyway, the Casco Baykeeper, the former Casco Baykeeper, Joe, he's giving a talk down east with, I think, Frenchman's Bay. They're interested in this whole thing. And anyway, I'm going to invite him to come and give a talk here, too. He seems to think it's, and the state seems to think that's the only thing in the way is just getting a couple more towns to agree to pump outs. All right, here we go.
So, when you say pump out,
it's pump out. Yeah, it just means if you have a marine toilet.
We need to have a boat or even more up to the pier. We do, yeah. Rockland's got a tunnel.
That might be your jacket.
What he's saying is...
Is that your jacket?
He's talking to an entity.
Guess it's not mine either.
Rockland
Harbor is.
You have
3 miles out.
Yeah, and so, and at the same time, the gray water is not managed by that. But if you're a bucket boat, lobster boat, or without a marine toilet, it doesn't apply. You can.
So you're asking if we would be opposed for someone coming to speak to us about this process?
Well, to speak about it in a way as a town, the only, you know, that. Basically, the chief town that has achieved a no-discharge area already, and how it can be how it can be expanded to the rest of things. It may be that they'll want somebody who's familiar with the process that happened here, if they're still around, to basically speak about it. And Joe Payne was around during the one we got it in Casco Bay and so on. So he's former Casco Baykeeper.
I guess I'm confused. You want someone coming to here at this commission?
Yes.
For what reason?
Basically to explain the value of this and also to see if Rockin will be willing to, let's say, send a letter out to the other, to the negligent towns.
Uh-huh.
You know, As I'm thinking about it, it may be very well possible to have that letter, a joint letter with Rockport, you know, and Camden, since it is that's the no discharge area right now, those three. And that's the whole area for our bay.
That, so if we were to approve that, would you facilitate that?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Meeting that they would come, we could pick one Tuesday and over the winter that they would come and speak here?
That'd be pretty good, yeah, because it's especially with the administrations we have here, it's not necessarily going to be very quick to move on environmental things, the EPA and so on under the current president.
Do we have any further discussion before we take a vote?
There was one other thing very quickly, and that is I talked with a gentleman who runs, it's called Steelhouse South. It's their second building there, the Steelhouse Group, it's the Maker Group. And he's interested in taking a hard look at the harbor there, setting up a model that, you know, actually a 3D model of it on a table there that,
where is that?
It's right next to the apprentice shop.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, they took over there.
Yeah.
And so anyway, I just that's just an information update, and I'll let you know if, as things progress with them, because I think, if they make models of the bay, how it works, then you can sort of plug in things. How many cruise ships, are going to change the view this much? Things that could be quantified.
So,
that's it.
Do you have any questions? Anyone have questions before we decide?
Well, I know Camden's come a lot way. This year, they adopted, I don't know if they just adopted the no discharge thing, but I know that it's visibly more noticeable as you go into Camden Harbor. They actually have a buoy that says no discharge area. So I think there's a group up in Camden that's been involved in kind of furthering discharge up in Camden.
That's a pretty good idea right there. Of course, they have a sort of a narrow harbor entrance.
Yeah, but I think it's the same group that was involved in a lot of the landfill issues in Camden.
Hmm. The troublemakers.
There's a side offshoot of that's dealing with no discharge and stormwater and stuff like that up in Camden.
Very cool. Okay.
You can check in with them. They might be able to get more information.
Some Beatty Parker probably knows. She's a Camden activist.
Is Gray Warden in Rockland, is that town ordinance?
Yeah, there's zero discharge. You can't even pump over Gray
Warden. That's the...
That's a town.
Is it a town or is it a state? I was just wondering if you announced it.
I'm pretty sure it says it right in our ordinance. Yeah. But as far as beyond that, I'm not sure.
I always had.
Graywater's not part of the NDA.
I was just wondering if.
Unless they're combined.
Dump graywater from in the Alice portion of the harbor.
Well, that's important. I'm going to spend some time with them and try to get them to. As they peer over here at Rockland, wondering what the Harbor Commission's doing.
Yeah. If you're interested, there's just the pumped out station. There.
Yeah. Let's see.
Is anyone opposed to having a lot? I'm going to speak the next couple of
hours. Stonington's got one.
Oh, yeah. Look at that.
You can see, look at our site right there.
Yeah.
It's pretty good.
Yeah.
Not a whole lot of action in Lincolnville.
Yeah. No. There isn't.
Belfast. And there ought to be one for the big industrial dogs there.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, all the tankers come up to Searsport.
Yeah.
And so I think...
Ron, I think that if you'd like to set it up for a Tuesday and then maybe over the next 2 or 3 months... And let us know what is a good schedule for your folks. And then just email Louise, who is the chairperson, and let her know what date.
Oh, good. Okay.
Right. Well,
try to make it pretty concise.
Okay.
Sounds good. Thanks.
Okay. Minutes?
Yeah, I sent.
Oh, good. And so, do I have a motion on the table to approve the minutes as they are?
So moved.
Okay, all in favor? Thank you. Fish Pier report.
Hold on. I gotta take notes too. For that. So the city just hired on a new economic development director, and she starts on the 30th, and I already talked to Tom, so basically I'll be able to spend a good amount of time with her to download her on exactly where we're at with the current process, in the hopes that she'll be able to run with it and start the application process for some of these other grants. Fee schedule. The reason why I put that on there is because we need to take a hard look over this next winter on what we're charging the fishermen over there. So recapitalization costs need to be captured. Specifically, I have to be able to tell the state when we get that $250,000 from them, that yes, we will be able to maintain this pier for the next 9 years, 10 years. 10 years
down
the road. The current fee schedule and the current amount of boats that we have using it, in my opinion, it's not self-sufficient. That's why we're in the predicament.
Doesn't it sort of catch 22 that lots of people don't use it because it's not
It is. You know, the egg for the chicken kind of thing. You build it there, they will come. Or, so.
I think lots of fishermen and individuals aren't using fish fair because it's never been repaired. And so we're like catch 22 that if it was repaired, we'd probably be able to bring it back in.
It would be dredged.
Yeah.
If we dredged, I'm pretty sure we can get more business there. Like I said.
So we have to look at the fees.
It needs to be looked at, and it needs to be looked at.
So you could dredge it on the, if you were standing on the, looking out the end there on the right side, toward the shore, the left side.
So you're going to work on that.
Both sides. Bring it closer in the shore, too. Kind of down where that beach is. I'm just thinking there's so much silted in space there.
It's all silted in. Yeah. It used to be 12 feet of water there.
Yeah. It's like a wading pool now.
It just runs in all over the world. It's running in from the land into the ocean.
Yeah.
And it's bringing the water
kind of like the Nile,
too.
That's where you find a lot of your sea robins coming from. Not coming from ice cubes melting. It's coming from stuff that's flowing into the water on the land.
And it's a very good settlement spot.
Everywhere. And then when they do dredge, they just move it from one place to another.
Unless we can, remember they've turned the Rockland Dump into the Rockland Hump. May as well just make it taller.
Yeah.
Depends on how dirty it is.
So if you didn't all hear that in December, we're going to start talking about the fish pier fees. Mm-hmm. Next month, maybe some food for thought.
Well, next meeting I should be able to bring some hard numbers for you.
That would be good. Yeah. Okay. Mm.
I'm not a stenographer, so.
That's not true.
Is that those things called stenographers?
Yeah. So is there still a lobster buyer on the fish fair? Okay, because I know.
Well, there's two, but one rents two spots.
Oh, okay.
So the other thing is, how do you make those?
Okay, so the webcam is finally online, thank God. That cuts half of my emails.
Sunday we used it.
Oh yeah, that's right.
There was a couple down here, and one woman was from Portland, and her sister was from New Jersey, and she was talking to her husband from New Jersey. And Tom Pico said, the webcam's right there. He said, why don't you stand up here on the wall, turn around, wave to him, and go visit the Rockland website. So he visited, and then waving to him, and he took a picture of them waving to him and sent it back to us.
Technology. Yeah.
Nice. Go to City Rep.
That's a good one.
Cool. Go to Harvard Waterfront Department.
Well, you know, it's possible to do some sort of activist ads there. Think about it. Banner with very large letters.
Right hand side.
Because
does it
it's, in the end, as you
I could have done nearly as good as the old
kids.
There you have it.
So not letters are big enough. Yeah. One to put up there and big voice.
Great room.
South End boat ramp are about 50% complete. Thursday they start the abutment, and then hopefully they'll pull the forms off Monday. Yeah, I still haven't got a whole paving company up. I'm really hoping. I told them I want to have it paved by the end of the month, so, because it has to be under 50 degrees.
Exactly.
Hoping it'll be done by the end of this month. Pulling floats on the 23rd, which is next Monday.
In
fact, we already started on just two. Had someone come in actually and ask about that. I don't know if they're going to. I told them to go ahead and pull that application. 32 foot lobster boat or something like that. In fact, it's the fellow that's putting in for City Council.
Greg Mason?
Yeah, I think so.
32-foot
boat. I was busy. Fill out an application, and we'll put it in, you know, and see if we can get it for you.